Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to the I Almost Died. Shudududu.
Why am I doing the intro to this like the Pink Panther? We already have an intro song. I don't know what all that's about. Anyways, welcome to nature. If you're watching the video, you can see I'm on a rooftop. And if you're listening, you just heard that bird, which I might cook on a skewer if it makes one more noise. So you're probably wondering, the air looks so fresh. Is it the morning? It is the morning. I'm filming this at 8:38 a.m. And it's not like I just got up to film this. I have been awake since 6 a.m. Now that is something ungodly. That is something that doesn't happen to me. So like, what's going on, Ben? Like, what's wrong? What's happening? I am jet lagged. Now you probably have a few questions. Why am I holding this tiny little breadstick? This isn't a breadstick. This is a pen. Where did I get this? Paris. Because I just came back from Paris, which explains the jet lag. So, if you watched the last episode or listened, you probably remember me explaining how I was going on a spontaneous, poorly planned trip to Europe, specifically Paris, France. And I did it. I did such a thing. So, I lived, as you can tell. I am here in the flesh. I live and I love. But, I do have some stories for y'all. So, as we enjoy this morning, this beautiful morning with the animals and nature and the ocean, we will reflect on them and share a lovely morning together. So, first off, when I mentioned the bird's making noises, it reminded me of the first story I have for you guys. So, this was about the third day of being in Paris. Well, should I tell you like what I did first? No, we'll save that till after. Let's begin with the near death stories. What everyone's clicking for, you know? So anyways, also I'm sweating so much from the run. I don't know why, but when I sweat, it literally doesn't stop for hours and it's getting really bad. And I think I might have to go to the doctor. So I'm just passed by in a Lamborghini. I should jump in front so they hit me and I get insurance money. Anyways, so it's about the third day of being in Paris. I don't know how they say it. Paris. Is it like how people say like Mexico City? Or it's like Mexico is Mexico and Paris is Paris? That English sounds so stupid. Anyways, it was about the third day and I had just gotten bubble tea, boba, whatever you call it. Actually, what do you call it? Because literally, I've heard bubble tea be called so many different things. The first time I had it, it was called bubble tea. And then, like, I went to, like, LA and everyone there calls it boba. And I'm like, what is the truth here? What is the truth? Why are people lying? There's too much lying in this world. We need to just settle on one thing. There's a bug on me. There's so many bugs up here. Guys, maybe I hate nature. Anyways, just kidding. I was sitting with my boba and I feel a squirt. And you may be thinking, Ben, what exactly kind of squirt did you feel? And then that's when I look at my sleeve of the hoodie that I had just purchased literally 10 minutes before. I was actually like looking forward to buying this hoodie for a while. I had found it online and I was like, when I go to Paris, I'm gonna buy it. I looked down at the sleeve. Oh my God, this bird is gonna be the death of me. I looked down at the sleeve and there is a white liquid. This bird's literally laughing. He hears me telling this story and he's laughing because it's so funny to him, and it's not going to be funny when I literally throw a rocket. Anyways, I look at my sleeve and there is bird poop on it. Now, this happened to me a month ago. Literally 1 month ago, I was hiking in Malibu with some friends and I feel this squirt. It felt like a wave had splashed on me. And I was like, this is really weird because we were hiking. Like, the ocean was like right next to us, but we were like way up high. And I look in my hair and I pull out this white liquid that's on my fingers. And I look down and it's all over my shirt. And then I see pelicans flying by and they're like, can you hear that? Wait, listen. Listen to my jaw. I don't know if y'all could hear that, but that's my jaw. It cracks, and I think I probably need to get surgery on it. Anyways, I hear these pelicans flying away laughing their silly little laughs. And they had sharted all over me. This bird thinks it's so funny and thinks that I won't fight him. I won't fight a bird. That's hilarious. Watch me literally unvegetarianize just to beat this bird up. Anyways, so I got sharted on third day of Paris. And if you guys have seen like previous episodes, you know I've talked about how I used to be a really big germaphobe. I used to be very, very terrified of germs, that sort of thing. So this was not a fun experience. I started crying and I went back to my Airbnb and I just washed it off and showered and went on with my life. But anyways, we'll call that an I almost died story, because what if there was bacteria in there? What if there was salmonella and I didn't realize it was bird poop and I thought it was icing or something and I licked it and then the salmonella was in my body and I died? Guys, maybe I should actually go do something about this bird. Oh, I thought that shut him up for a second. I was like, yo, suddenly my bird calling skills. Mm-hmm. Anyways, next near-death story from Paris, very much. So, this is all in the Airbnb review that I left. Best believe I went Karen on my Airbnb person because. So, let me preface this by saying, like, when I go traveling, I don't like staying in hotels. I like it when it feels like you live in the place that you're staying at. So that's why I like Airbnbs. But listen, they have ups and downs because... So this Airbnb, I got to Paris. I landed at 9 a.m. local time. And the check-in for the Airbnb wasn't until 3. Now, knowing this ahead of time, I messaged the girly. I was like, listen, I'm going to be there super early. I would really appreciate it if I could, like, have an early check-in. You know, I can, like, pay more if that's, like, a thing or whatever. And she's like, okay, I will see what I can do. And then, like, once a week, I would message her and be like, hey, just wondering, can I have an early check-in? She's like, we'll see if I can accommodate. Anyways, gets to the day that I land. By the way, it was a long freaking flight. It was, like, 15 hours of flying, felt like death, maybe wanted to just pass away. Like, the thought of laying down in my Airbnb bed was heavenly. I had my huge metal suitcase, a duffel bag, and a backpack to haul around. Literally just brought it cross-continentally. Obviously, I want to lay down and sleep. So...
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So, I get there, and she's not responding to my Airbnb messages, and she sent me this number of, like, the girl who was supposed to help with check-in, and I was like, okay, that's kind of sus, like, that there's a whole other person to do the check-in, like, that seems a little suspicious. So, I'm, like, WhatsApping By the way, I've never used WhatsApp in my life. Literally did not realize this was a thing that people use. But here I am on WhatsApp, sending a WhatsApp message to this lady that apparently does not have a phone number, but only WhatsApp. So I'm like, hey, not sure if this is possible, but can I please get an early check-in? No reply. And then I was just like, hey, I'm not waiting at the airport. So I just like take a taxi to the place and I'm waiting outside. It's about 9:30 a.m. at this point, and no replies. No replies or anything. And I just didn't know what to do. I was like, okay. So I'm out here with literally all my valuables. If I got robbed right now, I would just probably jump into a giant human-sized blender and blend myself up into a Ben of the Week smoothie. Like, yeah. So I see that there's a park nearby, and I'm like, okay, I'll just sit at this park until, like, it's time for me to check in, until I'm good to go. So I go to said park, and I'm waiting. But I'm happy to be in Paris. Are you happy to be in Paris? You know that TikTok audio? Anyways, I guess not TikTok audio. That was like a song. That was a Beyonce song. Anyways, I post a picture of my surroundings. I'm like, yeah, yeah. Now, this park was like called like Châtelet. And all of a sudden, I'm like checking my DMs. And I see all these people being like, oh my God, like avoid that area. Like, what are you doing at Châtelet? Like that place is so sketchy. And I'm like, oh that's really good. That's a really good thing to know at the moment. And it's at this moment that someone comes up to my luggage. I see them walking from far away, and they look a little bit sus. By the way, sus is my new favorite word. I love saying it. So, but when I say sus, I don't mean it in like a, like I'm a regular Among Us gamer. When I say sus, I mean it in like a post Among Us ironic way. So please don't get it twisted. When I say sus, it is a joke. But anyways, oh my God, this bird really has just been going nonstop. Like, it has no time for its family, no time for its kids. I might lose it. Anyways, I'm waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. And I see this person walking, and they look at me and kind of divert their course. So they weren't like walking towards me, but then they saw me, and then they start like casually walking towards me. And I'm like, what are you doing all that for? What is the point of all that? So, they get close to me, and then they put their hand in the handle of my luggage and try to pull it. And I have maybe superhero reflexes, so I grabbed the other handle and I pulled it back. And he's like, yo, dude, and says something in French. I don't know. Could have said, like, baguette. I don't know what he said, but he like pulled it and I pulled it back, and it was like a little bit of a struggle, and then he like walked away like grunting. I'm like, no, because you don't get to literally attempt to steal my entire belongings and passport and then grunt when you don't get, like, that. He almost seemed mad that I didn't allow him to take my belongings. And that was my first experience with a French person. So I was like, okay, we're off to a great start. Managed to keep all my belongings, so that's pretty swag. Anyways, I'm still sitting here, and now I'm like really on edge. I realized what I'd gotten myself into by settling in this area. So then there's these people who would come up with like these petitions. Like, it'd be a white piece of paper. I didn't know what they said, but here's the thing. I had like a few friends in Paris that were telling me, like, if you're like staying at Châtelet, like if you see these people come up to you with like a piece of paper, do not sign it, because they will ask you for money and they like won't leave until you like give them money. I was like, oh, well, that is suspicious. That is sus. So with that in mind, I see them. It was like these three women. They came towards these other people that were like sitting near me, and I think they were also tourists, because when these people came up, they were like, oh, like, hello, what's up? And these ladies were like asking for them to like sign this thing. So they give them the clipboard, they sign their silly little signature, and then I noticed that they're not leaving, and I'm like, oh, they were right. they weren't leaving these tourists. And then I saw they were, like, asking for money and, like, kind of, like, checking them out. Like, they're, like, walking behind them and, like, looking at their bags and, like, touching it and stuff. And I was like, oh, my God. The prophecy is real. Also, shout out to the bird that stopped birding. Really appreciate that. Shout out to my homie. I won't cook him. Anyways, it was, like, they were, like, really being sus in every sense of the three-letter word. And so I think they kind of clued on eventually that, like, oh, these people aren't legitimate. They aren't legitimately asking for signatures. They're just trying to get money and, like, rob you. So I was like, okay. So I open Google Translate and I translate what no thank you means. And I'm like, okay, I'm ready to, like, deal with the situation at hand. So eventually, like, the tourists, like, kind of shooed them away. They're like, please go away. Like, no thank you. And so they start coming towards me. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to stand my ground and I'm ready. And no one's going to stop me. I say no gracias. Like, why am I clinically stupid? We'll get into that right after the break. So I say no gracias, which, if you know, means no thank you in Spanish. Let's take a quick Ben of the Week geography lesson. What language is spoken in the country of France primarily? Let's take a hint. Well, it's not Spanish. So they were very confused and they're like trying to get me to sign it. I was like, no gracias. Oh, and then I realized that gracias isn't in the lingo there. So I was like, oh, no thank you, no merci, no merci. And then I said, no merci, por favor. Which, if you don't know Spanish, por favor means, wait, what does por favor mean? Por favor. Wait, that means literally please. So I said, no, thank you, please. Oh, well, I guess that's the whole sentence. But still, like, how stupid can I sound? And they literally laughed at me and walked away. Like, I think the pure humiliation is what kept me safe during that ordeal. So that was, like, my two main sketchy situations in Paris. Now, let me talk about the trip in general. It was super fun because, like, for one thing, like, as I mentioned, I just needed to, like, have a little bit of culture shock. It is crazy what, like, being in the same kind of culture and country for, like, a year and a half will, like, do to your brain. Like, you really start to think that, like, say Canada or, like, America is, like, the whole world. And that's a very, like, just not good mindset to have, I think. I think it's so important to realize and, like, see people's lifestyles from, like, all across the world, how people live from freaking France to, like, Chile. So, like, it was very good to experience that. And also being a place where there's a different language other than English, which did get a little tiring because, as you know, as I just demonstrated, I just absolutely don't know French at all. So it was a little struggle sometimes, but a mixture of the culture shock, being on my own, it was just a very nice, refreshing experience. As for things that I did, I really didn't, like, do anything, like, crazy. I saw the Mona Lisa, as, you know, as you should. Went to a few museums, did a little bit of shopping. Nothing crazy, you know what I'm saying? But it was super fun, like, hanging out with, like, some French people that I've been, like, mutuals with. And I finally got to see them, and we hung out. We did all sorts of fun stuff. If a truck comes by, as it is doing right now, I will slash the tires and maybe go to jail. Okay, we're good. I think that it shouldn't be a crime to slash the tires of a truck, because trucks are, like, if you added up the worst creations of mankind, trucks are definitely at least in the top five. There's no need for them unless you're, like, actually hauling, like, I don't know, Walmart groceries or something. But pickup trucks, I see them and feel rage. I feel pure, unbridled rage and want to bite through the tire with my teeth so that they crash. And I really dislike them. They're also so bad for the environment. Like, there is really no redeeming qualities. Also, I'm buying a truck, but that's an electric truck, so it's a different story. It doesn't make any noise, and it doesn't take gas. So, like, before y'all come for me, I'm exempt from that critique. Anyways, don't know what I was talking about. That truck really threw me off. Really threw me for a new one. That's not the saying. I don't know what the saying is. It was really short, though. Like, I kind of regret not going for longer. I was there for 5 days. Like, it did feel like a long time after 5 days. Like, it truly felt I was there for, like, a month after 5 days. But so many fun, like, little memories. Like, me and my friends, we, like, went to the Eiffel Tower. And we're just, like, dancing underneath it at, like, 2 a.m. And, like, all these strangers would come up and we're like, we love your vibe. Can we dance with you? And then we would dance and it'd be so fun. I usually hate people. I came to that conclusion a while ago, but then I realized I need to reverse that conclusion because I don't hate people. I think maybe I dislike the company of 90% of people in North America, but hanging out with European people, they're a whole different story. Europeans know how to just have fun and not be psychopaths like 90% of the population of Canada and North America. And that was a really fun experience. Like, literally, like, it's crazy. Like, I usually don't like people. I don't like people. I would rather be alone. But I was, like, constantly just wanting to hang out with, like, all these people in France. And it was a really weird mind experience because that doesn't exactly happen to me usually. So it was really good to get myself out of that bubble. I definitely will be back. I think I'm literally going back to Europe in a month. So that's, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see. Anyways, by the way, I know, like, it's still a pandemic in a lot of the world. So I should just be clear and say I did this very safely. For one thing, France allows fully vaccinated tourists. So I fit under that category. Then when I came back, I literally just 10 minutes or like 30 minutes ago took a COVID test. And sent it off. So, like, did it all safely. But like I said, I'm fully vaccinated. So, like, bada bing, bada boom, baby. Like, we're safe about it. And if you can be safe and travel, highly recommend. So there's that. So I'm trying to think what else I did there. But here's the thing. Like, it was a whole 180 for me because suddenly I was really bad at being alone, but really thrived when I was around people. And I mean it in this way because I, like, couldn't really get around that well. And there were so many norms there that I needed to figure out with, like, an actual person that lived there. Like, for example, sitting at a restaurant, very confusing there, very much did not understand what was going on. Apparently, you just, like, sit down if they don't have white cloths on the table, and then they'll, like, come and seat you. But if it's, like, a restaurant with white cloths and you sit down, apparently, like, it's really rude. You need a reservation, and it's, like, a little bit fancier. So I was, like, freaking out about that. Didn't know how to pay half the time. Apparently, you don't tip in France. That stressed me out, so I just tip anyways. And then they would, like, make a big deal. They're, like, oh, I'll get you your change. I'm, like, no, like, it's literally a tip, like, please. And they're, like, no, like, very confusing. So it was good to have people that, like, taught me all of that. But also I'm realizing how greasy I look from my run. I promise it's not grease. It is sweat because I'm also in the sun right now cooking like a 7-Eleven taquito. Barbs. What day is it? It's Monday. That's fantastic. Well, Wednesday, by the time you're hearing this. No, but What I've really liked about this jet lag, actually, is it's kind of forcing me to be a morning person. Like, I woke up at 6:30 and just could not get back to sleep. But it wasn't like I was, like, wanting to sleep more. I was just ready to go. I did so much. Did I just literally cancel the recording? Nope, we're good. I was just ready to go. I was ready to live life, live, laugh, love, live. I love and I live and I love. And so I, like, went for a run, did my COVID test, and filming this podcast. And I think you know, maybe a lot of y'all watch this in the morning. The truck is coming back. I'm about to, I will slash the tires. What is it doing? What is the need for that truck? None. Anyways, if you've never tried being a morning person, I know it's really hard to do that as a youth. I remember never being able to get up before 7. Like, that was just psychotic to me and just not a fun experience. I would never, like, try it. But literally try it. Like, especially if you're someone who gets, like, stressed out, like, or you push stuff off. This is a big one for me. If you're, like, a procrastinator or something and you push stuff off, try getting up early and do something, like, physical. It doesn't have to be, like, a run, but, like, I don't know, maybe yoga or, like, do a little bit of Just Dance or something. But, like, having that be the start of your day instead of looking at your phone is kind of amazing. That's what I did this morning. I really hope y'all didn't hear that fart. I really hope y'all didn't hear that. And I literally could have just pretended like it didn't happen, but I just brought it up. So here we are. Y'all are aware that I just farted and I don't know how to feel about it. Will I maybe re-record this whole episode? No. We keep it natural and we keep it raw here on the I Almost Died podcast. Yes, we do. So anyways, I highly recommend you practice waking up early. It is very hard. I definitely got a boost by being jet lagged, so that's good. But by the way, the flights back from Paris was so nice. There was no one sitting next to me, like no one on the plane. I was loving it. I was stretched out like a baby. I was stretched out like a gazelle. Do gazelles stretch out? I feel like a gazelle just makes me think of someone like lounging and stretched out. I don't even know. But, ew. I spit on my hand at some point during this episode. There's just spit on my hand. What the frick? Oh my god, I'm literally looking. I want y'all to look at, and if you're watching the video version of this, I want you to look at the, see where I'm pointing with my pen. I ran there. I literally crossed the ocean while running today. It was 5 miles. Jesus. Now there's a helicopter. Everyone is really wanting to just create a fight with Ben of the Week today, I guess. Huh. Interesting. Anywho. I really wrapped this up 4 minutes early, but guess what? We're going to talk about other things. For example, I thought that this... Ew, there's a bug on me. I thought that this trip would, like, kind of give me a good reset and I could be ahead of things and, like, film a few videos. Let me tell you, I filmed nothing in Paris, which was good for two reasons. Or it was good for one reason and bad for another. The good reason was, like, it felt like a vacation, which I literally haven't felt in, like, 2 years. So, like, since I started all of social media, I haven't felt, like, a full, like, break, like, a vacation. So that was really nice. I can't get over how much that like fully helped. But also I didn't film anything, so now it's Monday. I was supposed to post a YouTube video yesterday. Why did my dad just text me? Are you back from Paris? Yes, father. Anyways, it is currently Monday. Didn't post yesterday. Won't be able to post today because I'm gonna be filming and editing all day. Tomorrow I probably will be posting, but I've never gone 2 days past Sunday where I haven't posted. So now there's a whole level of stress. But I just need to remind myself that, like, you mamas are the best, like, the most understanding people ever. And I love you so much. And I know you guys will be okay with me posting a few days late as long as it's, like, a good video and, like, I'm not rushing it, which is what I'm doing. I'm not rushing it. I could have just, like, sharted out some nasty video and, like, probably 10 hours, but we are taking our time with this, like a nice fine wine, like a decadent chocolate, like an aged cheese. All good things come with time. So that will probably come out Wednesday, and then I'll also post on Sunday, which will probably lead to more stress. But listen, I'm not a quitter. Mama didn't raise no quitter. Does that kind of drive me literally insane sometimes, and I guess suffer a psychotic break almost? Maybe. But the grind doesn't stop, baby. Okay, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for watching. If you're listening to this on on your phone, please head over to Apple Podcasts and rate it 5 stars. Tell me what you thought. I would truly appreciate that if you haven't done that before. My Instagram is Ben of the Week. TikTok is Ben of the Week. YouTube is Ben of the Week. Twitter is Ben of the Week. And then my Snapchat is Ben_WUT because they can't change it for me. And that kind of makes me want to stab a pen into my foot. So love you all so much. Hope you have an amazing rest of your day. And I highly recommend try getting up early tomorrow and just doing a bunch of random stuff. Like if you have homework, try doing it in the morning. It's just the peace that you feel being awake before everyone else is, and then just being done all your work before everyone else is, and just enjoying the whole day is kind of amazing. So I love you so much. I'll see you next Wednesday on the I Almost Died podcast. Take care. Eat your veggies. Enjoy life. Go to Paris if you can, or any trip at all. And I'll see you next Wednesday. Okay, love you.